Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I want to talk to you about something right now that can and will change your life. It's changed my life and millions of other people's lives. In fact, billions. Some for the better, some for the worse. And I'm talking about iodine deficiency. Now, this is a very complex issue, but in the next few minutes, I want to try to boil it down for you. I have Wikipedia right here with links to the UN itself admitting that over 2 million people have intellectual disability, lower IQs, psychological problems, neurological issues because of lack of iodine, particularly when they're developing and growing as children, but also throughout life. Now, most iodine that's in food is bound to other elements, so your body cannot absorb it. Atomic iodine is pure deep earth crystal iodine. And until we started selling it about 12 years ago, nobody else in the world was doing that. There are other types of iodine that are not pure atomic, that are very close to it, that are also good for the body and help with the absorption of regular atomic or nascent iodine. That's why with top researchers, we developed X3 that has a deep earth crystal iodine and two other types of iodine in it as well for better absorption. And it's been sold out for many, many months, but now we got a big shipment of it in to InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it's 25% off. So, I want to encourage everybody to go to the encyclopedia, to go to medical literature, go wherever you want. Wikipedia is not always accurate, but you can check the bibliography here, the links. This is an accurate report right here from the UN, from major studies, you name it, about iodine deficiency being the number one cause worldwide of what they call intellectual disability. And if you look here on page 2, it says, while reporting recent progress towards overcoming iodine deficiency disorders worldwide, the Lancet Medical Journal noted that the World Health Organization in 2007, nearly 2 billion individuals had insufficient iodine intake, a third being school age. And it goes on, the conclusion was made that the single most preventable case of intellectual disability is that of iodine deficiency. The single biggest reason people are so dumb and IQs worldwide are dropping like a lead balloon is iodine deficiency. Now, there was massive IQ dropping and massive deformities in the 20s and 30s. So the U.S. government, as well as other governments, said, by law, we're going to put it in the salt and we're going to encourage bakeries and companies that sell flour to put some iodine in it. IQs exploded up to 15 points on average in just a few years. Then in the 80s, they took it out. And in this own report from Wikipedia, they admit that they put in things that counter the iodine, like bromide, bromine, and other things, instead of the iodine that you need when the other chemicals are toxic. This is absolutely insane. So, ladies and gentlemen, get X3 back in stock. Consult your physician before you use it, because if you already have thyroid issues, there could be some issues. But find out about the power of triiodine in your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about it, consult your physician or healthcare provider, and then get a bottle of it. It usually takes, when you're deficient, about 2 weeks for you to feel the effects. After about 2 weeks on average, you'll feel a little bit groggy and weird for a few days. And then all of a sudden, boom, you feel younger, you feel stronger. Things just for your skin, your body, your libido, your energy, your electrochemical activity in your brain is simply incredible. So it's finally back in stock. X3, InfoWarsStore.com. Stock up on it, because I don't know when we're going to be able to have it again. And your purchase of X3 funds our operation. And while you're there, get other great products that are so good for your brain and your cells and your nerves, like our Ultimate Krill Oil and, of course, our 10-hour clean, powerful energy. And that is Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com. X3 back in stock. We hope to have it in the future, but it's been sold out for more than 6 months. It's very hard to produce it, but it is now available to you and your family yet again. Experience the power of triiodine. Do your research and then make the decision now. We have the best iodine out there, the highest quality iodine out there. please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your X3. If you make one decision with supplementation out there, it should be with products like X3. There's nothing else like this, ladies and gentlemen. It's waiting for you exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your calls in the order that they came in. We're going to Michelle, Rusty, David, Eric, Garrick, Terry, Buzz, Matt, Lusumbio, Gabe, Michael, and others. But first off, Michelle in New York. We're having the quiz. The WHO declares end to COVID global public health emergency. Again, I'm not saying this is the perfect answer. I'm not saying it's 100%, but I believe it's being done for a certain reason. What do you think that is?
I'm not nearly as intelligent as you, Alex, and God bless you, but it's a distraction. End of story. Whatever it's for, it's an absolute distraction. Whether that's the climate lockdown or CD, or I can't keep up with all the little acronyms anymore.
Or the huge global banking meltdown. Well,
yep.
I mean, I don't think any answer is wrong because it's for a lot of reasons. I think that you're close to it, but that's not the answer. What is your view on New York City and what's happening there?
I'm going to try to do this without crying. So I'm in show business. I've lived here. I'm born and raised my entire life. I live at the foot of one of the bridges, which will go unnamed. I can 100. When you spoke so beautifully of Austin and why you're not leaving, I can relate to that. It was so eloquent when you spoke of that. Like I said, I'm born and raised here. And believe you me, I own property here. I own the house I live in. I had a rental property. I say had because it's almost been stolen. This is the ground zero experiment for what they want to do in every single way. We are flooded with immigrants. You know, God bless them. They were lured and manipulated here. A lot of them. I mean, some of them we know might be criminals. I cannot imagine how this city is not intrinsically changed within just the next handful of years because we're saturated and they have nowhere to go. So that's one thing. Your description of the trains, I don't take the subway. I drive everywhere. Everyone laughs at me. Now, it's very difficult to do that because they want us out of our cars. There are bike lanes everywhere. During COVID, they took the opportunity to put them literally everywhere. So my house, we used to be able to park, is now a highway of bike lanes. The thing you don't hear spoken of too much is commercial landlords. And I know, boo-hoo, not all landlords are bad. They don't want private ownership in this city, for sure. They did the eviction moratorium. That went on until the beginning of this year. A lot of people don't talk about this. In New York, the eviction moratorium was not lifted until just 4 or 5 months ago. So I had a tenant for 3 years not paying rent. okay? And wouldn't give me the keys back. And I only just got it back, having to pay a mortgage for 2.5 years without any income. There was no assistance or relief for commercial landlords. There was no assistance or relief for the property taxes, which are...
Sure, remember the CDC tried to say no more rents forever, which, again, would collapse society.
Well, I'm in AOC's, right. My commercial property happens to be in AOC's district, and he told me, AOC told me, it's my tenant, I don't have to pay rent. And, you know, and let me tell you that the courts upheld that. So, you know,
it's totally designed to collapse society. Yep. Incredible call. Got to move to the next person. Thank you so much. Rusty in Colorado. Do you know why I believe the WHO declared an end to the COVID global pandemic health emergency?
I believe I do, Mr. Jones. I believe that the WHO wants to strip away our sovereignty, and when we start prosecuting people based on what they said for treason, they're going to come and occupy us, and then we'll never get rid of them.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Sure, they got the WHO treaty. You're right, they're taking over our medical system, trying to take over our body. But if the source of their power is the COVID emergency, why would they be ending it?
So that the people who refuse to give amnesty to the ones that, you know, enforced all of this on us, okay, they'll see that as a militant action, like we're in a new state of emergency and that we can't save ourselves from it. So they'll come here and they'll occupy us. And that'll be that. There goes our sovereignty. We'll never get it back.
All right. Well, there is a UN takeover of our sovereignty. You're dead right about that. But that is not the answer. You wanted to say something else?
Yes. My sister, but she was on Adderall for a long time. And when the shortages happened, I went and got her a 3-month supply of the Brain Force Plus. And at this point, she's not even taking the Adderall anymore. She's using Brain Force Plus almost daily.
What does she think of it?
She likes it. You know, she took advantage of the sales. I told her to jump on it before it ends this week. You know, as I heard somebody, I don't know, maybe last week say that the sale's going to end soon. Of course, I bought myself some red pill also.
Well, I appreciate your support, but definitely there are natural, healthy stimulants that are way better than the ones that are being pushed on people. And I would say never get the stimulants, period, that aren't natural, but once you've been on artificial ones, it's a must to have the natural ones. So I hope folks will check out the Real Red Pill, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force. Thank you so much for calling, Rusty. All right, David in Wisconsin. The quiz is not what the answer is, but what does Alex Jones think the reason is the UN has announced the end of their COVID power grab?
I think the reason Alex Jones thinks the World Health Organization declares an end to the global health emergency is because Title 42 is suspected to end next week, and that's going to open the floodgates of tens of thousands of illegals, untested, unvaccinated, people to just rush our border, and they can't test them, and that's what I think you think.
That is a great angle, and all of your answers are right. I'm not just being like everybody gets a trophy. All these answers are correct. It's all part of a larger reason. But there's a larger reason they are doing this. There's a larger reason they're saying it, and I'm going to get to that if 10 callers cannot figure it out.
Yeah, I'm honestly looking forward to your answer. And another reason I called in is I listened to yesterday's show with you, and you were talking about Frank Stallone. He made that disgusting deep fake of Tucker Carlson's voice and was saying some really horrible things about, like, really just gross things to you in Tucker Carlson's voice. But according to Frank Stallone's Twitter, he was arrested 2 hours ago, and they have a nice photo of him being hauled out in handcuffs by some agent with a badge on his coat. So just a little FYI to people being disgusting and trying to imitate. I mean, Tucker's such an honorable person. Trying to imitate him and, you know,
Is that a joke? Guys, go look
no,
up.
No. Pull up his Twitter right now, Alex.
I'm not denying you're wrong. That's just, look, when I said he should be arrested, it's because he made a big joke about it. He literally stole that idiot of somebody's phone number, like swatting. He programmed Tucker Carlson's number in, called me, and then said sexually aggressive things, which an average person wouldn't know that was fake. I figured it out pretty quick, but it's very aggressive. I think that's identity theft.
Yeah, the same here. Same here. I think that as well. According to Twitter, his mom posted on his Twitter, this is Prank's mother, Pranika. I don't know if that's real or not. That name just seems fake to me, but according to his mother, he was arrested, and it does show a photo of him being arrested. So,
all right, brother, we're going to go to break. We'll have to look into that. I don't know if this is real. It may be him joking around. It looks like some. Go ahead. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Alex. God bless, man.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. All right, we'll be right back. On the other side, why are they announcing the end of the UN COVID power grab? Why are they doing that? Terry, Buzz, Matt, everybody else, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To kill whites. New York professor says having a white nuclear family promotes white supremacy. Professor tweets that white people should commit mass suicide. College professor says kill cops, kill all white people, and kill the straights. Professor says all I want for Christmas is white genocide. Georgetown professor says all white people are racist. Trinity College professor calls white people inhuman. Let them die. College professor says believing in hard work is a white ideology. College professor says white people are conditioned to commit mass murder. A professor equates math with white privilege. A professor says white supremacist patriarchy is responsible for the Vegas shooting. Professors hold a white racism course at FGCU. USC professor calls for a Holocaust against all white people. Professor says I'll teach my children to be cautious and distrust friendship with white people. Baltimore professor says white people need to personally give all of their money to black people. College professor says some white people may have to die to solve racism. College professor says white masculinity is a problem for America. Georgetown professor says all white people are racist. Rutgers professor was taken to the NYC hospital for psychiatric evaluation after he tweeted threatening to kill white people. White professor calls all white people to mass suicide because of slavery. Here's a slide from a college classroom that says white tears on a mug. Here's another slide from a college classroom that says white people stay colonizing. White privilege does exist. Bigfoot, unicorns, reverse racism, what do they all have in common? Stating that reverse racism isn't real. Y'all white people are dangerous. The horror story. White people are a plague to the planet. Here's one that says white people are crazy. And finally, how white people
plague society. So, breaking, medical examiner rules, repeat violent offender Jordan Neely's death, a homicide, as New York City braces for riots, 40 arrests, over half of them for assaulting people, black, white, you name it, assaulting people on the train, a black man tackled him, a Hispanic man tried to help, a white Marine choked him and killed him, because he was telling them, I'm going to kill you. You think these people wanted to do this? No, he's a mentally ill man that should be in a mental institution. And I'm sad he's dead. But the media is seizing on that. I've got like 10 videos, literally 10 videos of him beating people up and attacking people. They put up advisories a decade ago about him. He's been going crazy that long. And got killed. And none of us are better off because he's dead. But imagine if they showed all the footage of black people attacking white people and then said black people are to blame because a bad black person does something wrong. Just because a white person does something wrong, or in this case, defending themselves, doesn't mean we're all bad. It's this idea that, oh, there were slaves hundreds of years ago, so we're all guilty. Most white people's ancestors immigrated here from countries that never were involved in slavery. But again, if my daddy was a bank robber and served 20 years in jail, I'm not guilty for what my daddy did. But their authoritarianism, under fascism, under totalitarianism, under communism, you are guilty. In World War II, when the Nazis came through Eastern Europe, there's famous cases of this. If a regular troop got killed, they'd kill 20 people. If an officer got killed, they'd kill 100. They'd say, hey, somebody shot our officer and killed him. We're going to kill hundreds of you now. They'd put them in a church and burn it down. Look it up. Does that sound like a good system?
Your great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy, you don't even know, supposedly did something wrong, so now you're guilty because you got a leg up because of that? What the hell does that mean? That's tyranny, ladies and gentlemen, and they're not trying to offer all these free deals and money to people because they love black people. Remember? Biden, 3 years ago, promised free tuition for everybody. He was going to forgive all student debt, and then he didn't do it. Oh, he signed a law but didn't implement it. It's all lies. They're not going to give you anything free. Anything you get is going to come with major strings attached. But I'm asking the big question here. Why has the UN and its big power grab ended the COVID crisis? I have the answer. I want to hear from you. Terry in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's one of two things. It's either their numbers are showing that nobody wants their poison anymore, or they're getting ready to release the next bioweapon.
Boom, he wins. Get his name, get his address. He gets a signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, and he gets a choice of Trump, political prisoner shirt, or Alex Jones for president. You tell us what you want, give us your address, and make damn sure, Cruz, I'm going to start doing this prize thing almost every day.
Can I say something else?
No. First off, you win. Go ahead and make your point, then we'll go back. I'm actually very impressed with the sixth caller I think we took. Got it. So go ahead. I'm very impressed. Go ahead.
I'd like to see a guy named Paymon Matajeda on as a guest sometime, hopefully.
Okay, don't know who he is. Tell me. His name is... And guys, when you talk to him, get this written down too. Hold on. Paymon who?
Matajeda.
Paymon Matajeda. Who is he?
He's an Iranian-born citizen, came to America in 94. And anyway, he's never paid taxes. He's fought the U.S. tax court and won. He hasn't paid taxes for 30 years.
All right, we'll get him on. You got my promise. If he can be gotten on, we'll get him on. But let's talk about the super hard questions. I didn't come up with an easy one. And I'm extremely impressed by our audience that thousands tried to call in, 20 got on the line, and the sixth caller got it. So I'm very impressed right now. Terry, very impressed. Tell us about yourself and how you came up with the answer.
I don't know. Just thought about it. I used to take your magazine that when you publish that, and I live right here by two military bases, one's Army and one's Air Force. And I take your magazines out and drop them off at the Army base. And then one day I took them out to the Air Force base, and the visitor center wasn't open where they check in and give you a pass. So I shoved it through the doors, about five copies. And then I went to leave, and behind me two guys with fully automatic weapons. They want to know what the hell I'm doing. And so I told them, and they go, well, you can't be doing that. I go, they said, you know, it's closed anyway. They go, come back out another day. So I went back out another day. They were open, and I handed them out, and they liked it. And I tried to went to leave, and one of the guys came out from the back room and said, sir, we need you to stay here. And then I ended up getting interrogated by some guys in suits, and they wanted to charge me with distribution of propaganda on a military base.
Well, that just shows how many tyrants they've got. They were just trying to intimidate you. Let me guess, nothing happened.
Well, they were setting up a court date, and I went back in and reminded them that the two guys that caught me on the Saturday when I was there said, come on back out another day, and they decided not to do nothing.
Well, no, it's all intimidation. It's the First Amendment. So they're telling an American, you can't hand out a well-known pro-America person. This is so sick, but I'm going to hold you over because you're the winner. Get his name, get his number, just get his address. And what T-shirt do you want? Do you want Trump political prisoner, or do you want Alex Jones for president shirt?
Alex Jones for president. I wish he'd run.
All right. Well, we're going to get your address right now, and it's coming to you in the mail by Monday. So just don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you because you nailed it. And I'm going to explain this. This is really important when we come back. You nailed it. Woo!
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by like George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I made a price. Oh, to be left alone in my average home.
All right, so Terry, with the incredibly hard question I asked, I'm surprised actually a caller got it. I thought we'd take 10 calls and I would answer the question. I was happy to send out a book and a T-shirt. I'm blown away that he got the answer because I only this morning saw it and months ago had told my wife and family, when you see this, this means they're about to make their next move. And I hadn't said it on air yet. Yes, the world's saying no to the shot. Yes, all these officials that push us are resigning. Yes, it's coming out that they had secret liability protection programs with Moderna and Pfizer. But when they end the emergency, It's so they can declare victory and claim all their lockdowns and all their controls saved us and that they defeated it. And so, you can read the tea leaves maybe a month, 6 months, probably next year. Probably early next year they start the new pandemic and the new virus. And they'll say, hey, we saved you from COVID with the lockdowns, the controls, the shots. We ended it together. We're victorious. The UN did it. That's why we've got the UN treaty. You need to ratify it, and we'll protect you from this new thing. Whether it's mousepox or Marburg or a new strain of COVID that they've cooked up. So what a hard question. What an incredibly complex question of thousands of answers. And the other callers brought up issues that were corollary to it, that were part of it, but not the main issue. I am very impressed. So nothing against your sagas and what you've gone through to spread the truth, Terry, but those are side issues. We love you. Well, sitting there thinking about the question, how did you come up with the answer? Because what this means is they're preparing the next assault. They say the disease X is coming. They say the next pandemic's imminent. Now, they've already told us, so we can telegraph how they're preparing. But this is what's happening. Make no mistake. And thinking about this, understanding it, and you watch in 6 months, a year, you'll see it happen. You get enough pressure, they may back off. Our only predictions that don't come true are the ones we stop. Believe me, I want to be disproven here. I want to stop it so our prediction doesn't come true. But we'll be sitting here in 6 months, a year, and you know, it'll be, oh my God, you did it again. I didn't do it again. I know the enemy's operation. They did it again. So go back, Terry, in Alaska, to the thought processes when you're listening to me, where you come up with the exact answer, one out of a million. How'd you do it?
I just kind of put two and two together. I don't really know how to describe it.
Yeah, well, they need to declare victory that they saved us the last time. They have to declare victory. They have to say they saved us so they can save us again. See how it works?
Yep. When are you going to be getting some more vitamin mineral fusion?
I wish it wasn't sold out. I wish we had the money to buy products. We barely have enough money to buy what we've got, but we're barely in the black right now, and I thank you for support, brother. Anything else you'd like to add, Terry?
Yeah, last year I sent an email to Rob Dews trying to get you guys to come up and go salmon fishing and get you to relax a little bit, but you're in the middle of...
I think you actually brought that up to me. I've never been to Alaska. I'm told it's spectacular. So,
it is. You'd like it.
When should I come?
Well, if you want to go salmon fishing, July.
Guys, give me Terry's number. I was already thinking about going through in July. I was thinking about, never been to Costa Rica, never been to Kosovo. They say that's incredible. Never been to Egypt, but Alaska's on the list. You know what? I'll come see you in Alaska. Put him on a hold, get his number. Incredible. I'm going to Alaska now because I got to answer that question. That is such a hard question to answer. I mean, that's very impressive. Fifth or sixth phone call. He nailed it. And let me tell you, that's what's happening. They are going to say we saved you last time. We're going to save you this time. They're reloading again, ladies and gentlemen. Very impressed, Terry. All right, Buzz, you now want to get into the indictment of Trump as the quiz is over. Buzz, go ahead, in Pennsylvania.
Alex Jones, God strike me down right now. I swear to God I have the exact answer that your previous caller just answered. Congratulations.
Well, that shows how smart the audience is, so give us your take on that.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to add a few extra points to it. It is the fact that they're preparing ramping up the next thing, but it's bigger than that. I think they're setting the precedent that they say when a pandemic ends and when it starts. And it's also, there's evidence because...
It's about their power, exactly. They control it. Hey, you get a T-shirt and a book, too. Get his name and number. Sorry, he gets it, too. No, I believe you. I believe you have the answer. So you're going to get the prize, too. Go ahead.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that. I wanted to say because the WHO changed... Or no, the U.S. Senate gave complete control to the WHO by signing over the pandemic treaty rights and changing the name from a treaty to an accord, thereby abdicating our responsibility to declare when pandemics start.
Now, exactly. Now they're testing their power to say right. when one starts and when, and that's the sub answer. The main answer is they're getting ready for a new one. They want to declare victory that they beat the last thing to pose the saviors. But the second corollary issue is they want to declare when a pandemic happens and be in control of it.
Yeah, but here's a quote that I found on an article from this one doctor who was represented by the WHO. He said, "The danger of keeping it forever, meaning the pandemic, is diluting the tool. You need it to retain its force." So basically, they're removing the tool to keep the power there, essentially.
Exactly. It's a cycle. They got to cycle on, cycle off. Exactly. Which signals the end of this, and they're reloading for the next attack.
Absolutely. That's it.
I'm very Amen. Impressed. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold and get a signed copy of the book and a T-shirt of your choice. Do you want a Trump political prisoner or an Alex Jones for president?
What were the options?
We only got two T-shirts right now. We do limited editions now. That's it. Trump political prisoner shirt with a mugshot or Alex Jones for president?
Let's do Alex Jones for president.
All right. Put him on hold. Make that's sure that's customers... That's sorry, go ahead.
That's who should be president.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun shirt for thought-provoking stuff. I'm really impressed right now. Thank you, Buzz. Make sure he gets it, okay? We're going to start this new thing. I did it years ago. We're going to do it again. Let's go to Matt in Minnesota. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Just to piggyback off what everyone else was saying, I think a lot of us share the same thought process. Because I definitely was on board with what they're saying. But it's to show that the World Health Organization and the UN control our governments. You know, what they say it's over, all the other governments fall in line and say...
That's right. You're right. I think it's a dual answer. It signifies they want to be the savior, saying we beat the last one, but we're in charge of it. Yeah.
Yep. So that way they know, hey, we do have all the control over these governments because we said it and they're doing it. So we have all the right controls in place. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a dual accurate answer. So you get a free book and a T-shirt, too.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I already have the book. You know, I went out and got a signed copy as soon as they were available.
So what free gift do you want? Because you didn't answer it. You want a bottle of, how about a bottle of X3?
I think you surprised me. You know, I have iodine. I usually do vitamin mineral, you know, but whatever you...
You want a Turbo Force?
Sure, that sounds great.
All right, put him on hold. Get his name and number, his address. Get him a Turbo Force. We got a minute to break. What else do you want to say, smart guy?
You know, just thank you for everything you do. And is it okay if I plug somebody else that you guys carry on Bang
sure,
Videos?
Sure.
But, you know, I love your show. I love Owen Schroyer.
I love all the shows. I love it. That's why we love it. Yeah. Who is it?
But if you need a little bit extra, Macro Aggressions, Charlie Robinson, is fantastic. And it's just an hour. You know, I think he does 2 1-hour episodes a week. So it's, you know, a good little supplement when you need a little bit extra to listen to when you've listened to all the other InfoWars shows. He's really great.
I will check it out, Matt. All right. Get Matt's address, bottle or canister of Turbo Force for him. Very impressed. All right. I always pronounce names wrong. I can barely speak English. Yusumbo? Is that right? How did I say that? Eusabio. Eusabio in Tennessee. Coming right back to you. And then Michael and Derek and Cindy. And then the next big guest toast takes over, J-Dot.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
They told us, don't you ever cover up, and don't wanna see your face, you better.
live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday transmission. I'm going to be up here tomorrow working. I'm not sure we're doing a live show. I had a bunch of interviews, but just look for that at InfoWars.com. I'm going to go back to callers, but I'm not buttering up the listeners. I didn't think when we took like 10, 15 calls, one person would get the answer, much less in the first few calls. Very, very amazing. But I said it's my opinion this is why they're doing it, which is a big part of it. So there's a lot of other reasons in their calculus they did it. And then three callers, including the guy that got it, the next two said very eloquently, but it's really about them being in charge of the UN and saying when a pandemic begins and when it ends. And I really thought, wow, that's just as important. That's the main two reasons. That's why I gave them prizes, because they taught me. That's why I took the calls. I didn't think of that. And that's the synergy of humanity. I was seeing and telling the family, when they declare an end to it, because they want to say they're the saviors, that means the next one's coming. But it's also about them being in charge of when they say one happens, when one ends. That's why we take the calls. That's impressive. Incredible. I mean, average talk radio is smarter than the general public, but my God, that was incredible. I mean, I am just in awe of this audience. All right, how do I pronounce the person from Tennessee? You know I'm stupid. Sablo, am I saying that right? I'm sorry, from Tennessee. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to let you know, basically, my name was after the guy who influenced the Emperor Constantine back in ancient Rome to convert to Christianity. That guy's name was Eusebius of Caesarea. So they named me after that guy. All right. So first of all, I just want to say it's an honor and a privilege to speak with you, Alex. And I want to say you woke me up in 2010 when I saw your documentary with Joel Skousen, Strategic Relocation. It so blew me away that I had to look up every last word that both of you guys uttered in that documentary. And it just sent me on a trip that's not ended today.
It's scary how smart Joel Skousen is. Like, every damn thing he says is true. And you're like, the guy just does, I mean, the guy's a brainiac.
Yeah, absolutely mind blowing. So, by the way, I happen to be a board certified psychiatrist with 32 years experience. I hope you don't hold that against me.
You said 30 years experience at what?
Yeah, as a board certified psychiatrist.
No, that's okay, brother. We got good psychiatrists and we got bad ones. We got good cops, we got bad ones. Yeah. Go ahead.
I actually listen to all the stuff you say about, you know, mental health issues and whatnot. I want you to know you're totally spot on. So
are you seeing with marijuana, man? So many friends of mine have gone crazy. It's so strong now.
Well, you've actually commented on this many times, which is that, you know, all bets are off when anybody uses anything from the street. You could throw anything in there. You know, rat poison, you name it. And, you know, I tell people all the time, stay away from anything that comes from the street like that. Hell, even prescription medications, amphetamines and the like, they will throw you straight into the hospital with an acute psychotic break. Listen, Alex, I wanted to tag, if I may, onto what the other folks said, because this is such an important topic. I just wanted to throw my two cents in there for whatever it's worth. Can you still hear me okay?
I can. Go ahead.
All right, great. So regarding that question, you know, the reasons for ending the pandemic, I'm just going to give you, a quick blurb. So the first reason is, first of all, and by the way, everything I'm about to say is overwhelmingly stuff you've already said. All right? So here goes. I'm going to channel Alex Jones right now. So the first one is COVID was only the beta test. They already accomplished their main goal. They didn't accomplish everything they wanted there, but they accomplished the main goal. Secondarily, very closely related to that, they did the damage. It's a slow train wreck. You know, it's a soft kill, like you
it's
said.
It's already bringing down the economy.
Correct. So I'm not going to expound on that. You've already elaborated on that, tremendously many times. So the damage is already done, and it's going to continue to go, so they don't need to keep this thing going. Thirdly, they know that the public has reached some sort of critical mass the world over. Since the masses are onto the shots, compliance is plummeting. Then related to that, they're backing off because if they don't, they're concerned that the masses are going to basically cross some sort of threshold, and they're going to do like what's going on in France right now. They're going to overthrow the control structure. And
no, I agree. They push it far as they can and then back off and prepare the new attack. Great points. God bless you. All right, let's talk to Derek in Kentucky and then Cindy in Delaware. Go ahead, Derek.
Alex, it's an honor to be here. I've been listening to you since 2006.
Good talk to you, brother.
I'm a health freedom advocate, so you really drew me in. You're one of the most prominent voices talking about Big Pharma and how they were basically taking over every aspect of our lives. And as far as the big question, I think y'all had a pretty good outlay of it. I believe that it is mission accomplished. It's their mission accomplished moment where they can just declare victory while playing damage control. And then they've already used the Trojan horse. Why do they need it anymore? They've already gotten through. They've already established their systems of control. They've done as much as they can do with that tool for now. So they're going to put it on the back burner. They're still maintaining all the emergency powers. It's still in their pocket to bring out any time in the future. And so we got to be vigilant and we got to be aware when it happens again. But in the meantime, they're just going to pivot to the banking crisis, the immigration crisis, the next new cyber attack that might happen.
That's right. They push their agenda as far as it works, then they back off and move with something new.
I'm calling on a very important matter. I'm facing trial in the state of Kentucky. I presented myself as a whistleblower in the very beginning of this to the police department. I wanted a criminal investigation. I believe that a crime has been committed against us. Our constitutional rights have been violated.
And so they came after you for that?
They wouldn't listen to me. The police departments were closed. The courts were closed during COVID under the state of emergency. So basically our constitutional rights were suspended.
Yeah, they did that to have the crime explode.
Then the rates of crime exploded in my community. And you can't even get in a police officer to come out for a report on burglary. And they have trials that are backed up 2 years for, you know, all sorts of issues because they closed our courts down. And so I was trying to petition for redress of grievance, which is our constitutional right, but there is no
Well, the
way.
Big
There's
part
no
of that
way.
Is by having the police stand down, the prosecutors are almost all Soros, then they can commit all those resources to go after the American people.
And they did. They came after me big time. I was posting letters of public indictment taped to the sides of the media operations and the police department.
So what are you facing trial for? Tell us your name. What's happening?
My name's Derek Nance, and I'm facing trial for criminal mischief because in order to get attention to the you know, Protestant Reformation, you nail the protestation to the doors of the establishment. It's the most ancient form of protest.
Sure. So what happened? What'd they do?
And they basically sent the Department of Homeland Security after me. They did forensic analysis on the Christmas cards that I was sending to detectives. I was playing Richard Kimball, leaving evidence at the crime.
Sure, just like they sent Homeland Security after the parents protesting critical race theory at the school boards.
Right. It's outrageous. They spent that much resources to track down a man for posting letters of indictment.
Because they weren't helping old ladies getting raped and robbed. Brother, send me a letter. Let me know. I want to cover your story. All right, final segment, first segment of the next hour. Cindy, you're up. And then Jay Dyer is an incredible researcher. Everybody needs to stay tuned. Watch it and share it. This whole show will be posted to be in a video tomorrow. I'll be here at the office. I haven't decided if I'm going to go live or tape a special show. I'm doing some interviews. But I'll be up here beavering away against the enemy. And then Sunday, if I'm not dead, 4 p.m. Central with the Sunday show. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.